Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, our nation's public lands have always played a very important role for ranching families across the West. And this week, the Public Lands Council is having its annual meeting and 50th anniversary celebration here in beautiful Park City, Utah. Dave Ellison is the current Public Lands Council president from right here in Utah and told me here at this meeting, cattle and sheep ranchers who graze our nation's public lands are very lucky to have the Public Lands Council on their team.
Oh, we have come a long ways. 68 is about the time when a lot of these tough regulations like NEPA and environmental, the ESA and a lot of them, so it's the sheep and the cattle industry at that time kind of decided they better put their money together and work together rather than apart. So it's been a good 50 years, and I'm glad to be part of it.
And for 50 years, the PLC, America's only organization dedicated solely to representing the 22,000 Western ranchers who hold federal grazing permits, has served as a vital voice for the West on Capitol Hill and around the country. To learn more about the Public Lands Council, visit publiclandscouncil.org. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.